Hello, this is Monocle Reads. I'm Georgina Godwin. My guest today is Lipika Pelham, a British Bengali journalist. She worked for the BBC World Service for a number of years in London before moving to Jerusalem. As well as reporting for BBC Radio whilst there, she made the eye-opening film Deadly Honour, detailing the dark revival of honour killings in Israel's Bedouin communities. Alongside her award-winning documentary work, she's also an author. Her latest book is Passing, an Alternative History of Identity. Lipika, thanks so much for joining us here on the show. This book examines the changing meanings of identity and our need for labels, despite their obvious limitations. In it, you reflect on tales of fluidity and transformation, including your own. What is your own story?
My story resonates strongly, obviously, all these stories of immigrants who have done the crossing over. And the crossing over, the process of crossing over is originally that was popularized as passing by the mixed race authors in America in the early 20th century, about the sort of black slaves who were born white skinned and then passed as white for opportunity for better life and to leave the lower status community and identity to move to a higher status and a one for safety. So that story then was extended onto other identity transformations. So for immigrants, moving from one culture to another, especially kind of as a result of colonization. So in my case, it was, I came from the so-called, the former jewel in the crown, British Empire, from the Indian subcontinent. But prior to that, even before coming here, my birth was complicated by the fact where I was born, the reality, realities of my birth. So I was born on the border of two Bengals, East Bengal, which became East Pakistan and Bangladesh in 1971, and West Bengal, which is the Indian state of West Bengal inside India. And I was born on virtually on the border, and some places where I was born were actually enclaves. So I moved in between the kind of two countries, as if, you know, it was, I describe in the book, crossing a muddy river. So there was a muddy river. We crossed and we came and arrived at a different country. And I pondered in the book that if only identity crossing was like crossing of a muddy river. But it isn't often as easy as that, because passing is a process of crossing over. And when you cross over, it's a blurring of your identity. So not just in society where you have presented yourself in the new cultures and new countries that you come to, but it's also within yourself. You suspend sort of almost disbelief. It's just your day-to-day identity doesn't align with your inner identity. So you go home and you are constantly a person questioning yourself, you know, questioning your past. And Derek Walcott, I think in one of his essays, said that life and identity of self, of quest for self, is not just where you are, but also who you are. And so while you are trying to understand the present, you are still trying to comprehend the past. And you haven't even understood the past. How do you understand the present? And in my case, so everyday life in my childhood was about where I was from, this new country which was created around the time of my own birth. And so I should have been from there, but I was also from the India, which I identified myself with very strongly. So for example, during puja festivals, I would go and cross over that muddy river and buy little kind of, you know, idols and gods and clay gods and goddesses, and come back home, which was a different country. So caught between this sort of, at the time I didn't understand. I thought it was just normal to just go and cross over and go to this nearest town, which was called, I think, Krishnanagar, and come back and be in my little enclave, my little village. It just seemed quite normal, but I didn't realize that would inform my future somehow in a very sort of interesting way. And so I found myself crossing boundaries, this unremitting crossings that I have experienced throughout my life, very sort of from the beginning, from birth.
What are some of the instances of passing that you highlight in the book? I mean, you have a wide sweep of characters that historically too.
Yes, so I start off obviously with the original passing, which was that describes slaves and slave descendants hiding their blackness. And so I start with one of the most famous or infamous stories of a slave couple fleeing sort of American racism and in the 1840s, when this woman who was light-skinned, she passes as Ellen Craft, by the way, the couple Ellen and William Craft. So this was kind of a double passing, or there are many angles to this passing. So she was born as Ellen Craft, daughter of a slave woman, but was born as a white-skinned. And so women couldn't leave places and they couldn't be slave owners. So slave owners were white slave owners. So she, her husband was a black skinned. So then she dresses up as a man and her husband is as his wife. And so they set off to cross America and all the way they go to Boston. And from that, they then sailed to Liverpool. But during that period, the whole journey is fascinating. So another aspect of this passing is that she had to also pass as disabled because she, as a slave, didn't know how to read or write. And obviously, when she went to hotels as a slave owner with her husband as her or his slave, she had to sign various papers. And so she pretended, she put her right hand in a sling, and so she pretended she was disabled. And that's how she got away with not signing papers, hotel register. And her husband, during the whole period, assumes this identity as this woman is his master. So during the whole journey, he addresses her as my master. And even in the memoir that William Craft later wrote, he describes like, well, my master. So for the first time when he actually he actually describes her as my wife was when they finally arrived in Boston. And then they were rescued by sort of American anti-slavery campaigners. And that's when first time ever he says, my wife. And then she hugs Ellen Craft, hugs William Craft, who was pretending to be she was pretending to be his slave owner, and say, my husband. So finally, William, we are here, we are free. And they sail to Liverpool. And that's why William Craft writes this fabulous memoir.
It's a beautiful story. And of course, you highlight many others. A Victorian explorer who disguises himself as a Muslim in Arabia's forbidden holy city. You've got, of course, the Pope, Pope Joan, and many others. I wonder, though, when does passing become cultural appropriation?
When it is trespassing. I have a chapter called When Passing Becomes Trespassing, means when legitimate and illegitimate passing. So passing is originally, as we know, that it's going from one low-born status to a high-born state, a higher status. And then when that becomes a trend amongst the privileged community, white Western Europeans white Westerners, then they think that they can just assume the so-called low-born status and then go into that society, even out of pure love, without reconciling with the past, then it becomes cultural appropriation and then it becomes trespassing. And of course, you know, I mean, I call this chapter like a curious curse of cultural appropriation, because many would argue that we, for example, Rachel Dolezal's story is just, I mean, I have explored that in great detail in the book, where she believed, she doesn't believe that race is something that, racial identity is something that you own, so that you can also evolve into that, which is arguable, because she could do that because she came from a place where it was possible for her to leave that identity behind at her will. So it wasn't that she was forced to leave that identity behind and put on someone else's identity. And she even believed in it. I have no doubt Dolly Zell actually believed that she was somehow converted to African-American identity, if that is the right way to describe. Yeah, she converted to that identity and she believed in her new identity. But she did that in a way, she kind of put on this kind of elaborate sort of hair. She put her hair in and she curled her hair and she darkened her skin. And she, so the kind of the whole, the way she did it, the secrecy, you know, and that's called trespassing. And she, I mean, she, if she had really believed in that identity, the identity that she assumed, she could have also just, you know, done in a different way that, yeah, I really believe in that. I sympathize with that. I identify with that, but I am who I am. Please, would you accept me? And she could have had that kind of humility, which she didn't show. And so that was obviously hugely criticized by African-American community and others also in the kind of wider white society that she is from. And trespassing is not just in sort of individuals. And we've mentioned Richard Burton, who is the Victorian explorer who dressed up as a Muslim Arabian and went to Islam's holiest shrine, to Mecca, to Kaaba, and performed Hajj, which non-Muslims are not allowed to, not only to perform, but also not allowed to visit even Kaaba. But he did that thinking that there were some obscure spots in sort of, you know, he describes as that he wanted to kind of write kind of that the Westerners can visit and that he wanted to be the first one to be there and discover, conquer, and come back and write books. So nowadays, trespassing doesn't happen in that form, but it's happening in lots of different other areas. So for example, film industry, where perfectly capable, dark-skinned actors are there looking for jobs, but then you would find a tanned Caucasian actor playing a dark-skinned roles in a sort of, you know, a white American actress playing a Japanese character, or I call it past casting, you know, this, I describe that also in the book, when that is kind of, more and more it's becoming visible. And I think the latest Mulan, I think, before even the character was auditioning happened, I think thousands of signatures were collected in order to make sure that Mulan was not a non-Chinese character, as we know. So yeah, I mean, cultural appropriation is the new form of passing, which is still happening in the name of art. And we say, well, in art, that's what happens. In acting, you are supposed to perform a role that is not yourself. And that's what acting is all about, that you perform a persona that is not you, that's something that you put on and you perform it very well. That's what acting is all about. But it isn't so straightforward. It isn't so simple, because it doesn't happen the other way around.
It's absolutely fascinating and such a broad subject. Lipika, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.
Passing, an Alternative History of Identity. It's published by Hearst and it's out now. You've been listening to Monocle Reads, thanks to the production team of Nora Hull and Charlie Filmercourt. I'm Georgina Godwin. Thank you for listening.